Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing clear skies, while Jerusalem has a light chill setting in. Perfect weather for a stroll if you're bundled up. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel just in, Trump warns Iran of major military punishment for Houthi attacks on Saudi ships. Israeli mayors reopen public bomb shelters amid fears of an Iranian attack. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports just minutes ago that Iran is avoiding strikes on Israel, fearing Hezbollah's collapse. A former intelligence officer highlights Hezbollah's difficult military state. Also this hour, outrage in Jordan and Egypt over Israeli politicians visiting the Temple Mount, as reported by Israel Hayom earlier today. Separately, I-24 News reveals that the House passed a $1.15 trillion defense bill, highlighting a deep divide over Iran. And finally, from Forward, Netanyahu's recent anti-Arab campaign ad is being criticized as reaching new moral lows. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amit Segal, an Israeli journalist, reported moments ago that Mossad and Shin Bet thwarted an Iranian plot to infiltrate Israel with a cell aimed at assassinating senior officials. Gabdros, an activist, posted that anti-Zionism cleverly disguises itself as criticism of the Jewish state, urging awareness of its true implications. Open source intel shared that Iran celebrates Hamas's new leader with a billboard in Tehran, featuring the slogan Khalil al-Haya, the nightmare of the occupiers. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report, former President Trump has issued a stern warning to Iran. He promises severe military consequences for supporting Houthi attacks on Saudi vessels. Israeli mayors are responding by reopening bomb shelters, reflecting regional tensions. This signals a heightened alert level for Israeli residents. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, a retired Israeli military officer suggests Iran's reluctance to attack Israel stems from Hezbollah's weakened state. He notes Hezbollah's struggles wherever they engage with IDF forces. This restraint by Iran may temporarily reduce direct threats to Israel, but the underlying tensions persist. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom reports outrage in Jordan and Egypt over recent visits by Israeli politicians to the Temple Mount. Their foreign ministries warn against such actions, citing desecration of a Muslim holy site. This incident could strain Israel's diplomatic relations with neighboring countries. Separately, I-24 News covers the House's approval of a defense bill amidst a rare partisan divide over Iran. The bill reflects ongoing debates in the U.S. about military strategy and funding in relation to the Middle East. This decision could impact future U.S. involvement in regional conflicts. And finally, The Forward critiques Netanyahu's election campaign, describing an ad as crossing moral and political lines. The ad has sparked discussions about the tone and tactics of political messaging in Israel. This could influence public opinion and voter engagement as elections approach. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Tnuva has resolved a logistics malfunction that caused a shortage of cottage cheese. The supply has now returned to normal after issues at the Alon Tavor dairy. Separately, CTEC reveals that former Meta AR RVAR executives have raised $21 million to develop sensors tailored for the AI era. Their new venture, Elio, aims to advance physical sensing systems for artificial intelligence applications. And finally, from Globes, Elbit is exploring the conversion of vessels into drone carriers. The company plans to adapt naval platforms to operate multiple Hermes 650 UAVs, a move that could revolutionize maritime operations. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.